This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9. Now, I'm not going to waste any more time because our guest has joined us in the studio, the one and only Gina Liano. Hello, my love.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
I'm really well, and I've watched the show, and literally everywhere you go, you look glamorous, and you look absolutely glamorous today.
Oh, thank you.
It's
a hangover from being in the fashion industry and being in my prime in the 80s.
Was that real though? Because aren't you in your prime now?
I haven't quite come out of it.
No.
But it started then. Very formative years.
Do you ever go anywhere when you're not dolled up?
No.
No.
No. I don't have to think about it for too long.
No. And I guess.
No, but I've always been like that. Yeah. Even as a teenager after school, I'd get dressed up before I'd go down to the shop.
What about when you went to school? What were you? I guess you wouldn't be allowed makeup, but must have worn it.
Do you know, I used to get into trouble frequently for wearing rings and blue eyeliner.
Right.
Hello.
Did it go with the uniform?
I'm still in trouble, but it's not for the makeup. I wish it was that simple.
Yeah. What, did it go with your uniform, the blue eyeshadow? Obviously
it
did.
Blue eyeliner. It wasn't blue eyeshadow, okay. But yeah, blue eyeliner. Yes. Yes, it did. Actually, my uniform was blue. So I was colour coordinating then too.
Were you a good student? Did you love it? Or?
Oh, no, I was actually a really naughty student, but I wasn't mean. I always, all my friends, I deliberately made sure that no one was left out, and I was a bit of a toughie at school. So.
Is that like that now then, isn't it? Isn't that what you're
probably.
Like?
Probably. Yeah, really? I am. I do. I embrace everybody. And I remember going to school, and I've written about this in my autobiography, actually, how I used to get there. And if I saw a girl, because mainly I went to girls' schools, but if I saw anyone who was marginalised or isolated, I used to automatically befriend them.
And I guess that way they're not going to get picked on, isn't it?
Well, I didn't allow it. No. And in fact, those girls usually had the best senses of humour. I used to have so much fun with them, and I'd corrupt them along the way.
So
it was always
like,
fun.
It is like now.
A little bit.
Are you absolutely loving doing Real Housewives of Melbourne?
I do love it, you know. It's obviously third season, and so that's my fourth year in.
Yeah.
And it has been a lot of fun, I must say.
And in the beginning, they came to you and said, oh, and then we're going to do this, and we'll be filming you there and that sort of thing. I don't imagine anybody knows really how intrusive it's actually going to be until you do it, though.
No idea. In fact, I remember tossing up whether I should do it or not, because I had quite a good life, you know.
Sure.
I was practicing law and I was looking after my boys and we had a great life and it was private, and I remember thinking to myself, you know, should I do this? And I spoke to a colleague because I didn't want it to impact on my career. Mm. And this colleague said to me, oh, Gina, you know, no one's going to watch it, just do it, it'll be some fun. And it was I remember when it came out, it was the highest rating show in the history of Foxtel.
Wow.
I think outside of sport, and I was in court one day and I looked at it and I said, yeah, no one's going to watch it, are they? So we had a bit of a chuckle about that.
I guess
that.
It's the other way around then. How much does it impact on your work?
Well, it impacts mainly because I can't delegate my work. It's me or nobody, and so it's really just time management.
I'm like that.
Yes. Well,
I'm like that wherever I do. Me or nobody.
It's me or nobody.
People don't tend to listen to me when I say that, no.
People brief me to appear. I can't get someone else to do it. So it's really just time management. If I'm in the throes of production, that's usually 15, 16 weeks. And I do take on court cases, but I tend to take on less as the time has gone on in with Housewives, because it is really all consuming.
Yeah, I can imagine. Is there any of it that you would, I think I recently read about the editing, that you were unhappy with the editing. Oh, there's another thing. We have no idea what you've actually said or what is real or, you know, I only know now if you say something.
Well, obviously it is edited because there's 8 hours a day.
Absolutely.
Of filming, and there's eight of us.
And
are
you
all
right with it?
Well, look, you know, that comment about the editing came about because of my PA, who has, in my opinion, been edited in a way that he's looking quite slow.
Without a doubt.
Yes. And, you know, like, Josh, can you get me the pink handbag? And he comes out with a gold one.
Yeah.
And he's just not like that at all.
No.
So I can only put it down to how the timing on the editing. And that's really where that comment's come through. And he hasn't liked that very much. I mean, he's a young kid and he's very capable. And, you know, he's never let me down. He's completely reliable. And, you know, and so that was tough. And I get asked a lot about my PA. Why have you got this boy working with you who's, you know, I've even had people say that it's going to ruin your brand. Well, it's not, because very, very capable boy.
Is there anyone in your life that you would give a job to that wasn't competent?
Well, yes, I would if I thought it would give them a break.
Yeah, but you wouldn't just get an idiot, would you?
No. So I don't think there are any idiots, to be honest.
Oh, I've got to disagree with you there.
No, I'm pretty easygoing when it comes to how people are, I think, unless they really annoy me, petty fleur, and then I might tell you. But that's true, and that's what I've said to him. I've said, look, I'm a tough marker. People know me to be a tough marker. Mm. So I don't think anyone's going to buy into how you've necessarily been represented as, you know, a bit delayed with the editing.
Yeah.
So that's where that complaint originated about the editing. It was really in defence of him.
And rightly, I think, as well.
Yeah, and, you know, there's been a few edits that I haven't been that impressed about because they portray me as something.
Well, when Gamble's talking about her wedding and you're telling her about, you know, your appearances on, you know, The Apprentice and things
It
was obviously edited. I mean, you know.
Well, the thing is, with that meeting, I hadn't actually spoken to the celebrant at all, and I had at least 100 questions to ask him. We had an 18-page script, and I was about to embark on conducting a ceremony for a wedding, which is something I've never done. So really that meeting went for about an hour, and I did ask him a lot of questions.
Of course you did.
You know, I certainly
was. Is that a new job for you? Would you do that?
I would love to. And actually, I did look into being ordained, if that's what it is. As a celebrant. But it was going to take longer than the time that I had prior to Gamble's wedding. But I do have that on my list of things to do. And I'm really hoping gay marriage comes through, because I would love to marry every gay.
I reckon we need to ask, is anyone out there listening would like Gina to marry them? Because I reckon the answer would be bloody well yes.
Oh, it would be a ball. We'd
can
so
you
much
imagine?
Fun.
Yes, yeah. I'd love that.
And I'm quite spiritual as well, so I'd recognise the spiritual aspect of the bond and the love and the unity and the longevity that everyone's looking for.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think it would be, I would have a lot of respect for what is happening.
I think you would as well. You're on Joy 94.9 with our very, very special guest, Gina Liano. You're all right? Yes.
Oh, I'm fabulous.
Not minding the grilling? I'm very nice about it.
You are. You're gorgeous.
Nice.
Loving it.
That's the right answer. Can we get that recorded, please? I had a message in from Mike, who would really like you to marry him.
Mike.
And the fact that he hasn't got a husband yet is probably going to be trouble, isn't it?
It might be.
But you're not ready to marry him anyway, are you?
No, probably not. Oh, no. Well, that's true.
It's going to be a little while.
Take a number and we'll join the queue.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure that I get to you.
Oh, he's going to take a while, I think, because I know that man. Leo has mentioned it was lovely to see the scene with you and visiting your dad and the rest home on Sunday.
Yeah,
he can relate so much. But she finds it hard to juggle everything and see him more.
Mm.
Leo's mum lives in Auckland and he's an only child. And since his dad died 3 years ago, it's been very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And loving this.
It is difficult because, you know, you want to spend time with them every day, like they're in hospital, effectively. But they're not. If my father was in hospital, I probably would just push everything aside and get there every day. But you know, I mean, that's probably not a good enough excuse.
No, I think
I'm always beating myself up about it, to be honest, because I would love to see him every day. But he lives about an hour away from where I do. So the round trip's about 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I don't like to go there after hours because he has dinner at 5 and then he goes to bed.
I would want to know
so
that,
it's a daytime
that my loved
thing.
One is in the right place, well, that they're being looked after, and that there is an element of, you know, that they're happy there.
Well, that's, do you know, you they love him. The nurses there love him and he's got lots of friends.
Yes.
And, you know, he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
That, he's doesn't complain about anything.
I can imagine.
We've talked about my sisters and my brother and I have talked about moving him closer, but they love him so much there. And he did end up in hospital a few months ago, and he kept leaving his hospital ward trying to find his room. Saying, I've got to go back to my room. And they'd say, well, your room's here. And he was trying to get back to the room in the nursing home.
I would imagine he's
so
very
he's obviously
where he
very,
is.
Very attached to where he is. Yeah. And we just thought it's too late to move him. He'll just get confused.
Exactly. Mm. Now, you are, I guess, would you describe yourself as the lead in Real Housewives? Are you the lead actress?
Oh, who's listening?
I mean, I think the...
I think I've come out the favourite. I think that, you know, even the other girls in the cast, one of the favourites anyway, wouldn't deny that. So, yes, if I had to say that, I would say I've definitely come out with a lot of love and support.
And you're strong and you're feisty, just like you were in your school days. Yeah. And I think you were, earlier on when we watched you, you were maybe up for more of a row. You're a little less like that.
You haven't seen the upcoming episodes.
Alrighty.
Don't worry, they're not my. You might think they're my finest moments, but I don't.
But you don't go in looking for trouble, do you? Or does it? Just
no, I'm trying to avoid it. But I didn't go in looking for trouble in season one or two. Just sort of. I don't know. What's that sound effect? But he just seemed to find me, and I think the girls have just sort of relaxed a bit more about that. But if they've got a purpose, they'll, you know, a reason, they'll come after me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's all right, though, isn't it?
I mean,
you know, we obviously like watching that.
Yes.
But, you know.
Yes, it can be hard work, that's for sure.
I can imagine. And you and Gamble look like you get on really, really well.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. So there's a moment of disappointment.
Coming up,
yeah, there is a moment of disappointment. I'm disappointed.
Right.
And it may be on account of the fact that she's disappointed, but, you know, you'll have to watch and see.
Like life, though, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, it is.
Perhaps a little bit more amplified.
A little bit. And, it's a new friendship, and you get to know people as time passes.
That's right.
And you get to know whether they are in for the long haul or not.
Well, even old mates can disappoint you, though, can't
they? That's true. Absolutely.
We've got a fragrance out. You're on the tram.
I'm on a tram. That's the first time I've been on a tram since I was about 19, 18. Yes. That's interesting. I remember being on the bus when season one came out with the rest of the cast, and I walked out of court and I had a coffee in my hand and I scared myself to death and walked back in really fast backwards.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen the tram yet other than photographs of it, so it'll be interesting when it comes towards me.
And what is this? I believe you're going to be doing pantomime, is that right?
Yes, I am, with Bonnie Lithgow.
In Cinderella. You'd obviously be playing Cinderella.
No, not Cinderella. They'll give that to a stage actress because she has to sing, you see.
Okay. Is there a voice there, Gina? Do you have a voice?
Do you know, I probably can sing. I haven't sung solo since I was 6 years old.
Would you like to do something now?
No. I won't ski. You'll lose listeners. What is that wretched noise? But they were going to cast me as either the wicked stepmother,
yep,
or the fairy godmother. But the fairy godmother, I needed to sing for that as well. Now, I said I can go and have some singing lessons and come back to you and let you know whether I can sing. But otherwise, if you want to play it safe, I'll play the sassy wicked stepmother.
I don't believe that's playing it safe. I think that's brilliant casting. I mean, you are forgive me, but you are the wicked stepmother in that. You have to be.
Well, yes.
It's the role.
I'd probably be biting back.
Oh, you've got me.
If I was cast as anything else. But, you know, I think it'll be fun. And they have said to me, the producers have said, you know, you have to be ready for people booing and hissing and carrying on. I said, well, I hope if they hiss that they end up spitting all over themselves.
You are going to love it. Have you ever been in England and watched pantomime over there?
No, but I did go on to YouTube, you know, because I do like a bit of Googling every now and again.
I Google every night.
Yeah. I like a bit of Googling. But, yeah, so I have watched some on YouTube and it does look like a lot of fun.
Oh, you're going to love it. Oh, yeah. In fact, we got a message in from over in England, saying, listening from England. Hey, hello to Gina from Neil.
Hey, baby Neil. Love you heaps.
So you've got lots of Twitter and lots of
Facebook
mates.
Hey, Neil, I tried to send you a bottle of fragrance and they won't let me ship liquids overseas.
Oh.
So I'm sorry.
That's annoying.
I know, that is annoying.
Yeah.
I think he runs a Team Jenny UK page.
Ah, yes, he's written that, so I beg your pardon.
Yeah, good on him.
Yes. Well, that's it now. It goes global, doesn't it? Obviously.
Yes, it does.
You know? So
it
we does. Can watch it wherever you are in the world. I am very glad you came in today.
Thank you for having me. I haven't been here for ages. I was actually here season one.
Yes.
And that was a lot of fun, but I haven't been back, so it's great to be here.
Well, it's an open invite for you whenever you like.
Thank you. I'll be walking down Bourke Street. I'll catch a tram down and I'll just drop in.
I don't believe it. Gina Liano and Joy.
Thank you, my love.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.